We offer businesses the resources and flexibility they need to bank with ease. Bremer Bank. Work hard, bank easy. Member FDIC.
When there's a lot of work to do, you need a lot of tractor. We're talking about the new Coyote Tractor at Bobcat of Mandan. Coyote tractors are tough, versatile, and dependable. For small farms, ranches, grounds maintenance, or private homes with acreage, Coyote tractors have all the power you need for any job you have. Get into your new Coyote Tractor at Bobcat of Mandan with 0% financing up to 72 months, or free front-end loader, or cash rebates up to $3,000. Come get yours at Bobcat of Mandan. And on the strip, see dealer for program details.
Here's your RankyWeather.com forecast. It will be mostly cloudy and not as warm today. High 65, considerably cloudy tonight. It will be breezy with a few showers. Low 37, cloudy, windy, and cooler tomorrow with a passing shower. High 55. Your Monday's looking windy with plenty of sunshine. High 53. And mostly cloudy skies Tuesday. High 55. With your RankyWeather.com forecast, I'm Jeremy Pearson.
And current temperatures across the region at this hour. Partly cloudy 55 in Twin Cities. Clear and 31 in Duluth, Minnesota. In Montana, clear skies throughout the state. Billings, 38. Miles City, 48. Glasgow checks in at 44. In South Dakota, Rapid City, Morbridge, Appear, 49 degrees. Overcast conditions, mostly cloudy, 49 in Aberdeen. Clear skies, 44 in Lemon. Overcast in 54 Sioux Falls at this hour. And right here in North Dakota, Williston and Fargo, 48 degrees. Clear skies, clear in 45 in Dickinson, Minot, and Garrison. Partly cloudy, 44 in Hedinger and Grand Forks. Clear in 50 in Bowman and Jamestown. Clear in 43 in Devil's Lake at this hour. Right here in Bismarck, Mandan, we have got clear skies. East winds at 7. Barometer, 30.06 inches. Humidity, 58%. 45 degrees at KFIRE 550, KFIRE.com, 99.7 FM and iHeartRadio. Yesterday's high is 73 degrees. Yesterday's low, 24 with an average of 49. Normal temperature this time of year is 59 degrees. Record high, 92. Set back in 1987. Normal low this time of year, 32 degrees. Record low, 12 above. Set back in 1953, 1988. Tonight's sunset, 8:35. Tomorrow morning sunrise, 6:49. Tomorrow night sunset will be at 8:36. All the roadways in good driving shape. If you need more information or get the latest updates, dial 511 from your cell phone or go to KFYR.com and click on the road report link, cruise at DOT.ND.gov. Clear skies, 45 degrees in Bismarck, Mandan. It's dry out there, so if you're planning on a campfire, you're going to have to hold off till we get some rain. Or if you're a smoker, please don't throw cigarette butts out the window. We don't want to start another fire. We had about five or six of them reported, including some fog-ups along I-29 and University of Mary, getting close to being burned twice as well, too. So be careful out there. Well, speaking of the grass, the trees and everything else, dry conditions. Let's turn our attention now to Dan the Tree Man from Cashman Nursery. He's here to answer your lawn and garden questions at 258-0550, area code 701, or 1-800-228-0550, or email to KFYR at iHeartMedia.com. Mike Wagner, Dan the Tree Man Cashman from Cashman Nursery, bright, smiling, and always very sunny. Good morning, Dan.
Yes, sir, Mike Wagner. Good morning to you, and hi, everybody. Beautiful, beautiful weather we've been having. We could use some rain, of course, but today is going to be a big day for people to be out in their yards, and might get a little rain tonight, a little tomorrow, but we want mainly what we want to happen here is we want the folks to call us at 258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Or they can email us, too, yeah.
Yeah, KFYR at iHeartMedia.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/KFYR. They can also go to your Facebook page at Facebook.com/Cashman Nursery.
Right, or they can go to our website if they want to see what's happening at Cashman-Nursery.com.
And, of course, speaking of what's happening at Cashman Nursery, you might want to tell the fine folks what is happening at Cashman Nursery.
Well,
they're just so excited.
Yeah, it's springtime.
Very excited.
It is. We're on the verge of having it all happen, but many loads of trees have come in this week. We have lots of bare root. For you folks that have never seen or been to a nursery, it's just worth a walk through just to see it. It's amazing. Down in our refrigerated root cellars, which we keep around 34 degrees, we've got thousands and thousands of shade trees and apple trees. We've got a deal on apple trees. You know, if you have a neighbor that's got an apple tree, it could pollinate yours. But a lot of people with a new yard have got room for a couple apple trees. And if you buy our bestseller, best-selling apple tree, they're 8-9 feet high, honey crisp apple, wonderful eating apple, you get a free Harrelson, or which is our other bestseller. Or you buy a Harrelson, you get a free honey crisp. and that's half price. If you buy one, we'll give you one. We have many other kinds of apple trees too, and plums and pears and all the fruit trees and all the shade trees, but this is going to be a big deal, and it's going to be great because there's so many people that need trees that have nice new yards, and or maybe they don't even have grass grown yet. But, you know, when you buy trees bare root, you save. You don't pay for potting. You know, the trees weren't born in the pots. And we'll have those to sell all summer and fall. But right now, this is the best time because they're all the rest of them are 20% off. Even our silver maples are about 8 feet high, and I think they're about $34, $35, something like that. And they're 8 feet high. I mean, they're a bargain. We have quite a few thousand of those. So, but anyway, there's a lot going on. Next week, we're going to have soil testing all day long, starting at 9. It's our only day of the year we do it. All day next week, next Saturday, the 25th. And we're going to have at 11 o'clock, Stan Churchill from Advanced Tree Service in Bismarck is going to give a talk on pruning trees and shrubs. It's free. Come on out. It's a big event. And between the pruning seminar, which our most asked questions is on pruning, and soil testing for, I think it's $8 a sample. Come on out, and we'll help you figure out what you need, if you need anything, or if you're right on the money for your garden or your lawn.
That's right, too. And where you're located and how they contact you.
Well, you can call us at 222-3333, or you can come out right out to 3400 East Main Avenue, just a half mile east of the Big Boy in Bismarck, North Dakota.
And what are your hours during the week and weekends?
Well, right now we're 9 to 5, and we're tomorrow, Sunday, is the last Sunday we're going to be closed probably all year. But starting a week from tomorrow, we'll be open every day. But right now it's 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
Yes, that's a good thing, too. And let's get to the phones, 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. John from Dawson's on the line. Hi, you're on Dan the Tree Man. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling with a question on damage from beavers. I had a tree about a foot and a half in diameter. Ooh. And another tree next to it, and the beaver took the one tree down completely, and this one, he ringed it about a foot and a half, the whole thing. Didn't take it down because the next-door neighbor came over and he met his demise.
Oh, yeah. But when you say he ringed it, he chewed the bark off all the way around.
That's correct.
Yeah, well, this is not a good thing for those trees. And the beavers certainly can be very destructive. But the problem is, see, when they remove the bark, it's like some other people have got problems where the mice or the voles or the moles or the bunnies have chewed the bark off the trees because they were starving and it was something to eat. So, you know, it's impossible for the tree to stay alive above there because right under the bark is the only real live part of the tree. The rest farther in is turned to wood. And so we have the cambium layer there where the xylem and the phloem are, and it's kind of like our arteries and our veins. One of them brings the nutrients from the roots up to the upper part of the plant, to the leaves, to the branches, and the other brings the food that's made from the sun during the summer back down to the roots. So, but what will happen, you'll probably get a lot of growth from below where the beaver chewed all the bark off. In other words, it might come up with many stems, and you could call it, if you want to give it some adjectives, a clump of whatever this kind of tree is, and it might end up being fairly good, but of course it's never going to be the same. Or when these shoots come up, and this applies to people listening, whether they've got a shade tree or a fruit tree in their yard too, and it happened with bunnies or whatever, when you get something from below, you can select only one and save it. Or, you know, you might get three, you might get 33 of them. But some people leave them all, and it's kind of like a bush for a while. It looks like a shrub. In time, it would be like a clump birch. We grow clump birch with many stems. Usually there's at least three, but sometimes there's many. And, you know, usually three, six, nine. It's usually an odd number. Doesn't have to be. But the point is, there will be life, but because there's life in the roots. But you'll get something that might need some steering by you or coaching, and you could take the one stem that you like the best. Let's say within a month or so, it's going to be 3-4 feet high. And you could cut all the rest off and turn that thing back into the single stem tree. Or you could kind of let it grow with two or three stems and say, well, I've got something different, but it's alive. It's at least I didn't lose the whole thing. But to keep it alive from up above where the damage is done, especially when it was a foot and a half in diameter, that's very, very hard. There is a technique of grafting called bridge grafting, and this would be pretty impossible for you to do it with a big diameter like that. But let's say it's somebody listening that's got a 2-inch diameter tree or 3 or maybe even 4-inch diameter tree. Could have been hit by a car, a bunny could have eaten all around it, a beaver could have eaten it, whatever. And you can graft from below where the damage was, and this will be like a bridge going out of the trunk where the bark was removed and then back into the trunk above the damage where the bark is still good. And you put on as many of those bridge grafts as you can all the way around, like on a 4-inch tree, you might be able to get 5 of them on there or 6. But in other words, forever, the food will come from the roots, go through the bridge grafts like a bow, like a bow and arrow bent out, and then around the wound, and then back to the tree. And they have to be there forever because there's no xylem and phloem where the damage was. But basically, you're going to have something coming from the bottom. And so the tree, you know, maybe it isn't a total loss, but it's never going to be the way it was.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you very much for a call. 922-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email to KFYR at iHeartMedia.com. Of course, we've had some really dry weather. We've had about 5 or 6 brush fires reported over the past 2 weeks. Of course, we had a couple of fires that almost hit University of Mary because of dry conditions. Also had an incident in Zap. I-29 was also just cloud and smoke, had zero visibility. And yeah, for those that have, really dry conditions, of course, they're concerned about lawns. So, of course, people will be asking, how much should we water the lawn? When's the best time to water? And maybe some really good tips during this really dry period as well, too.
Yeah, well, I've watered my yard. I live in Highland Acres here in Bismarck. I've watered my yard twice in the last week. And it's time. You know, we can get away around along without watering, you know, for a while. But I take the hose and wash off all the shrubs, and especially the junipers and the arborvitas, and knock the dust out of them and clean them up. And they look nicer, and they're not so dull and dirty looking anymore. And even watering my lawn a couple times, I think I had sprinklers going for like 20 minutes a time. And it just washes it off. And, you know, we could use a nice rain, if for no other reason, for the streets and the lawn and clean it all up. But, of course, especially for the farmers. Especially, you know, it was a nice day yesterday, about 70, and the day before, a couple of days ago, it was 81 degrees. So, you know, things aren't stressed yet, but it's time to water, and, it's time to remove leaves. It's time to cut your perennials back to the ground, cut the tops off if you haven't done that yet. And time to power rake. If you do that, I do it about every 2 or 3 years. And I like to aerate, you know, the core aerating. It pulls a little. I see here at KFYR and all your studios here, the megaplex, I call it.
Yes, that's right.
But out in front, I see all that you've done core aerating. That's where there's little plugs of dirt are all over the lawn. That'll all wash back in, so you don't have to worry. But it renews a low lawn. It makes it so it isn't so thick and heavy. And it gives better drainage. We have heavy soils here. You know, when we do soil testing next Saturday, there's lots of different types of soils, but the ones with the heavy soils usually might have, it's harder to get the fertilizer to leach and things like that. But the soil here looks good, and I'm glad that they core aerated, because that should be done every spring, at least.
Yes, that's right, too. As you can tell, you're driving by 3500 East Rosser, how lush and green it is. So if you're driving,
well,
you might want to duplicate.
Well, it's not green yet. It's not green yet. You need to turn the water on here.
Well, still, it's like it's close to what you can get is green for right now. Of course, yeah. You know, I should follow advice, and, people listening on the way, too, should take advice as well. Well, speaking of driving on the way, we've got Scott en route to Valley City on the line. Hi, you're on Dan the Tree Man. Good morning. How's the roads out by Valley City? What's the latest?
Oh, they're great. Great, great roads.
Yep.
See,
good.
I did kind of, after talking or listening to you guys, now I got another question. But one is how to get rid of those tent caterpillars. And the other one is for like soil tests, for like the garden and stuff. How would you guys prefer it to be, like rototilled first and then kind of take a random sample, or...
Right, random samples are good. You don't have to rototill first, but, if you had material you put on it last fall. You know, sometimes I'll put my grass clippings and my leaves that I keep in my compost bin and turn it a couple times a month. I might spread that on the garden in the fall and rototill it in the fall just so it keeps breaking down. But you want to take samples from here and there unless there's a particular part of the garden that you think it needs more attention. But I like to say I do this every year and tweak it. And we have soil testing kits for those that can't bring samples in next Saturday. But and you can test them yourself. But you know, I usually get a representative sample. In other words, here and there, at least a coffee cup full. A lot of people have an ice cream pail. It doesn't have to be that much, but it's a good way to carry it, bring it in. You'd be amazed, and we do hundreds and hundreds of them on the last Saturday in April. It's amazing to me. There's a few people that are right on, but there's a lot of them that are way off so far, and they might wonder why their gardens don't produce very, very well. You know, gardening is what I call very intensive agriculture, more intensive than any other type almost, except if you had a putting green in your yard, that would be, you know, probably as intense as you can get. But, and a good idea, a lot of people do it. But anyway, that's what I would do. Even if you have a lawn that you're concerned that maybe it's lost its vigor or whatever, you could take samples, you know, dig up a spot, get some dirt out of there, bring it in, and remember where it was in case next year you might want to test the same place, the same area, to see if it changed. On the tent caterpillars, this is the time. This is the time of the year to spray dormant oil. It's a horticultural oil that you mix with water, or you can use a dial-in spray. I think you can, but it's basically I think it's 1 ounce in a gallon, 7 ounces in a gallon of water. I'm sorry, 7 ounces in a gallon of water. And you spray it all over the things in the plum family, especially like choke cherries, Canada red cherry, plum trees. Many kinds of trees can get tent caterpillars. This is the web that we see, Mike, up in the tops of the branches or wherever on the tree. And these caterpillars live in there and chew all the leaves off and defoliate it, and they can kill that branch from there on out. So what the oil does, it makes a film on the twigs and on the buds where right now we have the overwintering eggs of these insects. They didn't go to Phoenix or they didn't go to Miami. They stayed here over the winter. And when it warms up enough, they're going to hatch. So that's why I say now is the time. You probably have a couple weeks to get it done. Sooner the better, because then as the eggs hatch, they're smothered by this film. And even if it rains a few times in the meantime, it's very effective. And you can prevent this from happening. If you don't get it sprayed or you couldn't reach a certain branch or whatever, you might get some tent caterpillars there. In the summer, you can spray something else. Usually, you know, there's a couple insecticides you could spray. But for now, you can prevent it because it's easy and it's not expensive. One other thing that the things in the plum family and other trees can get is black knot, which is a fungus disease. But we might see it once in a while in choke cherries or plums, not that much, but once in a while, it looks like a burnt marshmallow. That's a fungus where it gets in the bark underneath the bark in the cambium layer, and wraps around the branch usually, almost always, probably always, and from there on out, the branch or the limb will die. So the dormant oil doesn't really do anything for that. Because the dormant oil is going to prevent the insects from hatching. But okay, there's something called lime sulfur that you could spray on now or in the next couple weeks. It smells a little bit like rotten eggs. It's a sulfur spray. It's very effective, and I think that's about 7 ounces in a gallon of water, too. But you can go full strength now. We call it the dormant spray formula. And if you did it after they leaf out, they cut you back to a teaspoon or two in a gallon of water. I'd have to reread the label. I always want everybody to read the label anyway before they spray. But that will not make the black knot go away if you ever happen to get it, but it'll prevent it from happening the next year. And it's something that needs to be done annually, but it does work. Now, lime sulfur is not going to be on the market much more. I think we bought every bottle we could find in St. Louis, Minneapolis, Sioux Falls, Fargo, and probably Chicago. Yeah. So, but But there's also a fruit tree spray that we handle, or you might be able to get in hardware stores or wherever. And if it has Captan in it, it's not lime sulfur, but it's another fungicide. And I think it's one of the ones recommended to prevent the black knot. But anyway, for now, it's a dormant oil. And soil testing, yep, it's coming up. And it's going to be a busy day next next weekend. We're going to be cooking brats and hot dogs for free. And so even if you don't want your soil tested, come on out and get a free brat. So, Scott, have a good trip. You're still headed to Valley City, right? Is that where you're going or you're coming from?
Okay, I think we lost him, but but we'll have another caller here soon.
Probably went down one of those hills over there.
Exactly. I think that happens to me when I'm talking to people.
Happens to me all the time.
That's right, too. When I'm driving through Oliver County and I'm talking to one of my friends, family members, or whatever, one of my workers, then all of a sudden I'm being conversational. All of a sudden, hello, hello, and I realize, I'm out of the area.
Yeah, I have the slickest thing now because in my truck it's hands-free. I don't have to, you know, I can just push a button and talk. But, you know, we were talking about watering lawns a little while ago before the last call. And we get a lot of calls now wondering, can I get some sod? When are you going to have sod? The sod growers, of course, have irrigation. But usually it's about May 1st. We're getting close, another couple weeks. We can get it in earlier, but I've learned the hard way. Don't get sod in before it wakes up. In other words, our lawns out here now aren't looking real shiny yet. They're not perfectly green. Some areas are coming. We need some heat. We need some water. But once the sod farmers, you know, say it's time, because once it starts growing, it just keeps on growing. If they cut it when it's dormant, it usually stays dormant for a few more weeks, and sometimes it doesn't wake up till the end of May. So for the folks that are wondering about sod, we're getting close. But even if you could get some, I wouldn't get it now. I'd wait until the time is right. You know, there's a time for everything.
Yes, that's right. So hang tight here. So 9:32 KFIR. Let's take one more call before we go to break. Let's go to Darlene and Mandan. Hi, you're on Dan the Tree Man. Good morning.
Hello, Darlene.
Hello, Darlene. Well, I guess we lost Darlene.
I hope
Darlene.
She didn't give up on us.
Nah, I don't think so.
Never give
so
up.
Let's
never quit.
Okay, yeah, you know what? Let's see. Hang on here. We're going to try to work the phones. Let's go and take a quick call here. Hi, you're on Dan the Tree Man. Good morning. Oh, okay. I guess we lost that one. So we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back with more with Dan the Tree Man Cashman from Cashman Nursery right here on KFIRE.
Advantage Appliances, thank you to the big box stores, and we want to reward your customers. Show us your Lowe's, Menards, Sears, or Best Buy credit cards, and we'll give you an additional 5% off, plus 6 months same as cash financing on Whirlpool, Maytag, and KitchenAid appliances. Plus, you'll still receive our triple advantage, free hoses and cords, free 50-mile delivery, and free 10-year limited warranty. Hurry in, this offer ends April 25th. Only at Advantage Appliance, across from Bismarck Lumber on East Main. Some exclusions apply. Ask for details.
When boating season begins, hit the water running with Gibbons Fiberglass and Aluminum Boat Repairs, Hewitt Boat Lifts, and Rolodocks. Hewitt has the most durable, well-built dock systems that easily adjust to varying water depths. Whether it's on the river or at the lake, create a Hewitt Rolodock system that's right for you. Learn more online at GibbonsFiberglass.com. Before you get on the water, get to Gibbons Fiberglass and Aluminum Boat Repair. Boat docks, boat lifts, boat repair. We're boat people just like you. Online at GibbonsFiberglass.com.
Serta Spring Cleaning at America's Mattress. Buy any Trump Home I-Series gel mattress set or adjustable setup, get a free Dyson vacuum cleaner while supplies last. We have 10 Trump Home models to choose from, only at your locally owned operated America's Mattress, Bismarck.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Thank you.
9:35 at K-Fire, clear skies, 45 degrees, Bismarck, Maine. Dan, Dale Wolchel's show is next. We're here with Dan Cashman from Cashman Nursery, answering lawn and garden questions. Let's go right to phone with the Darlene man. Dan, we apologize for the technical difficulties earlier, but you're on the phone with Dan the Tree Man. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, hi, Darlene.
I have a question on the drench that you put on the birch trees for the birch borer.
Right.
Is it too early to put that on?
No, it's a good time, but you've got some time, but it's perfect now because they're waking up.
Right.
In other words, they're starting to bring their sap up. And what she's talking about is this, it's an insecticide. Instead of spraying the tree or injecting the tree with other things that you can do, or having it injected or sprayed, you can get this. Fertilome makes one, and Bayer, like the Bayer aspirin people, make one. And I'd have to reread the label. You've probably done it, and maybe you know more about it than I do, Darlene. But the formula was about an ounce per gallon of water, per inch circumference around the trunk at chest high.
Right.
So let's say you've got a 24-inch, circumference around. You'd use 24 ounces in, I think, 2 or 3 gallons of water, and you spray it around the outside, you pour it around the outside of the tree on the ground, and it'll bring it up and into the cardiovascular system, and it'll stay in the tree all year.
Right.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I've got about 40 ounces. I've got 2 big trees.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you can find it this way, but we have it in gallons. We have it in quarts. And, of course, like buying Rice Krispies or Cheerios, the bigger the box, the bigger the container, is cheaper.
I already bought it last week. I'm just ready to put it on.
Yeah,
this
perfect time.
Okay. Yep. Also, is it too late to do a little trimming on an apple tree?
No. We always say March and April are the best months on that because they're dormant. But, you can do it any month, any time. But they heal better now because they're still dormant. They are waking up. They're starting to swell. I noticed the apricots blooming in town. I noticed forsythia earlier this week. About Tuesday was the first I saw, or maybe Monday. That's the first thing to bloom. And then apricots will be next, and they're blooming now, and they'll be blooming for a while, and then we'll see plums. But the apples haven't woke up. Of course, first they get their leaves, and then they bloom around Mother's Day and later, usually. So this is, it's a good time. And
yeah, I used the fruit spray the other day on the apple tree. Now, do I need to spray the black stuff on where we cut the branches off?
You don't have to. If it was summer months like June or July, when there's bacteria in the air, especially the bacteria that causes or can start fire blight, I would seal them off just to keep that off and, keep insects off and keep fungus diseases from growing. But I don't think you don't have to. Now, if you've got it, it's a good idea to do it. And but I don't think you need to run out and buy one just for that. When I'm pruning fruit trees when the flush of growth is on and everything's so active in the summer, the June, July months, August, I use it religiously. But now your fruit tree spray that you sprayed on, there's a couple more. Okay, you sprayed, but and you could be home free, but on the label, it's going to want you to spray another time or two, and one would be when they're leafed out, these apple trees,
okay. But
before they bloom.
Right.
So that's coming up pretty soon, and then they're going to bloom, and they don't want you spraying while they're with their white flowers or pink or whatever, if it's flowering crab, but they're all in the apple family, so this schedule of spraying applies to all that family, that genus. So, but then after the flowers fall off, which in other words, a couple of weeks after the first spray, and then the flowers fall off, that's a critical time, a real important time to spray a fruit tree. Well, first of all, you're not going to kill the insects that are pollinating because the flowers are off, and they've gone someplace else, probably. And then, but that's a real good time to spray, especially eating apples, because insects can get in there just when the apples are smaller than a pinhead. You might say, how? I don't know. They're microscopic at that point, I suppose. But they can get in there. And then, because sometimes there's listeners, I'm sure, that have picked apples and say they're going to harvest them in September or October, and you slice them open, and you see a line go all the way from the skin all the way into the core of the apple. And you say, how did that thing get in there and burrow in there? burrow in there. Well, it probably happened right after pollination occurred, and then as the apple grew, this line grew, and you know, it's, you can still eat the apples. Yeah. You can still make them into apple pie, whatever. Yeah. But that's a real good time to spray. And then if you're really trying to protect the tree, and they're not all this work, a lot of people never, ever spray their fruit trees. But a third cover time would be 2 weeks after that. So when they have the leaves, when the flowers have fallen off, and 2 weeks later. Okay. But it's on every label. And like I say, the one that's the most important to me is after the flowers fall off. Within a couple of days of that,
okay.
2-3 days.
Well, last year was the first year I didn't have anything in the apples, and I sprayed them, and I hit the right time, so
I'll do it again.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Darlene.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much. 941-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email to KFYR at iHeartMedia.com. For those who missed it earlier, Dan, you've been very busy at Cashman Nursery. Tell us what's been happening.
Well, we've had truck after truck. Our first bald and burlap shade trees come from northern Idaho, a wonderful place. We get our quaking aspens there. They're the cleanest and the nicest in the United States. And and many other kinds of trees. And besides that, we've gotten bald and burlap shade trees in from the Twin Cities last night. Semi came about 5 o'clock. We've had several loads of bare root in. These are trees that were dug in the fall, October, November, and there's no dirt on the roots, and they've kept in refrigeration all winter, and now we have them in our refrigeration. And it's a good way to buy trees because they're easy to handle, and you don't pay for potting, and we don't pay for a lot of freight. So we've got a lot going on, and winter was nice, but now I got to go back to work.
I think a lot of us have been doing that too.
It keeps us out of trouble.
That's right too. Of course, no matter where you work, of course you got Cashman Nursery, you got many of us at KFYR Radio, you got the legislature, you got many businesses, and wherever you go, you know, you work, go back to work, you know. Whatever you do and everything. So tell everybody where you're located, the hours, and how they contact you.
You bet. We're at 3400 East Main in Bismarck. That's just a half a mile east of the Little Cottage or the Big Boy. And the penitentiary is on the south side of the street. So I like to say we're east on 10, north of the Penn, Bismarck. And the folks can call us at 222-3333. There you go. And it's time to get out there and put your fertilizer on your lawn. Step one now, prevent the weeds. Time to cut your perennials back, and time to call us at 258-0550 or
1-800-228-0550 or email to KFYR at iHeartMedia.com. Also on the Facebook page as well, too. Also to remind everyone, now's a good time to put down your pre-emergent weed and feed and get them at Cashman Nursery, like the crabgrass preventer, like you have on Facebook, and, of course, many other recommendations.
See, I'm not supposed to say that. I'm supposed to be objective. I can just say what you need. Well, I guess I can say it. But, yeah, I mean, you can wherever. But it's a good thing to do right now because you prevent a lot of weeds later.
That's right,
too. You know, there's a saying or two that I know, and one of them is, it's not enough. Now, you might know this one, Mike. It's not enough to just like flowers. You also have to hate weeds.
That's right, too, just like the crabgrass. So, yeah. All right, 943, we're going to take a break. 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Back with more of your calls after this on KFYR.
The Legislature Today radio show is your source for inside stories and news on the North Dakota's 64th Legislative Assembly. I'm Gary Amoneth, your host for the program. The show airs right here on KFYR 550. Listen Monday through Thursday evening from 6:50 to 8 p.m. for legislative updates on work of legislators from all across North Dakota. Brought to you in part by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas and Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. The Legislature Today on 550 KFYR.
Many children in the United States do not receive the dental care they need. Untreated tooth decay not only causes pain, but it also interferes with a child's ability to focus in the classroom. It can lead to a lack of self-esteem, which can hurt a child for years to come. To help combat tooth decay, the American Dental Association sponsors the Give Kids a Smile program. Give Kids a Smile happens nationwide every February. The goal is to try and raise public awareness for children's access to dental care. Dentists volunteer their time and resources to help provide oral health care screenings and treatments for children in need. During Give Kids a Smile, dentists also educate children on how to brush and floss properly and practice good oral hygiene. For the ADA Dental Minute, I'm Dr. Maria Lopez-Howell. For more information, visit our website at ada.org.
Where the greatest hits ever are still playing. Saturday night at the Oldies with Todd Mitchell. Saturday night at the Oldies with Todd Mitchell, beginning at 6 here on KFIRE.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love.
Yes, that's what you gotta love, guys. 9:46 at the Voice of Northern the Plains. Clear skies, 45 degrees in Bismarck, Maine. Dan Dale Wetzel Show coming up at 10 o'clock. Right now we got Dan the Tree Man Cashman from Cashman Nursery answering lawn and garden questions. And what is the number you want to call?
258-0550 or 800-228-0550.
And, of course, email too to KFYR at iHeartMedia.com. And also check his Facebook page, facebook.com/Cashman Nursery. You can also visit his website at
Cashman-Nursery.com.
That's right, too. And, of course, you could also visit his store at
3400 East Main in Bismarck, just a half a mile east of the Big Boy. Yeah, so we get a lot of out-of-towners, of course, a lot of people from far, far away, and we appreciate that. And the people are they're in the mood now to get planting and get growing.
That's right, too. And, of course, we talked about the dry situation here in North Dakota. We almost had a few brush fires, which could have been a number of them, which people prevented. They did a really nice job. And, of course, to prevent a very dry lawn. And what can people do to really fortify the lawns during this dry season, although we'll have a couple of showers later on tonight?
Well, you know, we're lucky. It's not like California where they really are so low on water. It's critical. But, water in moderation, the need for the water in a yard is not real high now because, we've had a couple warm days, but not a big long stretch. Our days are getting longer, and that's good because it's waking up all the plants. But it's always good to get the moisture back up so that when we do have our last frost, which is usually May 9th or 10th or 11th right around here, that things just keep on growing. Because once we get the flush growing on trees, especially shade trees and fruit trees, we want to keep it going. You know, we grow a lot of things in containers, and we push them. We fertilize 2-3 times a year up till about the middle of July. And once we get the flush growing, we kind of babysit them, or we're right there with them because we want to get as liberal grades as we can, and so they're lush and nice and healthy looking. And when you do feed and you keep an adequate amount of moisture, you don't get as many insect and disease problems. And but we're going to have talks on that in different seminars throughout the April and May. And, of course, the first one is next Saturday when we have a pruning seminar and soil testing going on all day long. So that'll be fun.
Yes, it will be. And, of course, that's next Saturday, April 25th. And how often do soil testing at Cashman Nursery?
How long have we done
it? How often?
We just do it on the last Saturday in April. There's some people that will come in later, but it's kind of hard. We're going to be all set up for it next week. And we've got a big crew that does it. And, to do one test a week or two later, we usually have them send it to NDSU, the soil testing lab in Fargo, which is very good. I send samples there once in a while just to make sure that what we think we're doing is right, especially on our containers where we leach a lot, with all the watering that happens. But we'll be doing it next weekend. And like I say, we do have soil testing kits that are quite accurate. It's enough to test two samples, and some people will buy those and test their own. But we have a pretty good, great crew of people. We have one particular person that tests, we mainly test the main three or four things. Nitrogen, which makes things green and gives vigor and makes things grow fast. Phosphorus, which I kind of call it the quality element that helps develop flower buds on roses and shrubs and things like that, and makes our tomatoes better quality and our flowers deeper colors. And potash, which is I don't know if I should compare it to protein when we eat. You know, we've got the carbohydrates, we've got the protein, we've got the leafy greens, and maybe some chocolate every now and then or dessert. but the point is, we got nitrogen being tested, phosphorus, potash, and then the pH of the soil, the measure of the salts or the alkalinity or acidity of the soil. And that's critical. You know, there's certain areas where the drainage isn't as good. The soils are heavier, especially the farther west we go in some areas, there's some heavy soils. And then people with wells, water wells, with high sodium content, as they water over time, they can get a soil, a pH buildup to the point where you can't even grow a nice lawn. So, and a lot of the soils that we test, maybe the N, P, and K is fine, the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, but the salts might be off. And then the big hope and things we strive to do is to get that pH where the when you do use fertilizer, it's available to the plant, because fertilizers can get tied up in the soil if your pH is too far off, especially high. You know, if you're over at St. Cloud or Duluth, there's a lot of peat bogs there. There's low pH. Blueberries grow wild. Things that we can grow here, but here we have to amend the soil if we want to grow nice hydrangeas or peat or things that are acid lovers like blueberries. So, but it can be done. I've done it. I've got them in my yard. I've got them growing out there, so it's not that hard. But, you know, if you think there's something wrong with your soil, or if you're just wondering, are you right spot on, bring a sample out and we'll test it for you. And that's going on next week from 9 o'clock on, and then the pruning seminar at 11 with Stan Churchill.
And also, too, you talk about the soil testing kits that people can purchase. How much is that, and how?
I think they're about $8. They might be $7 or $8. They're not expensive. It costs a little more if you send the sample in to Fargo, and they do give you a little bit more of a complete analysis, although it usually takes 10 days, 2 weeks, depends on how busy they are, but they're very good. And, you know, we have land-grant colleges. It's good that they do this, and they've got great people over there that, you know, we call from time to time on different questions too, because, you know, we can get stumped.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And, of course, speaking of stumping and pruning and everything else, you got the pruning seminar that goes on. And also, too, you know, with apple trees, we got some questions about what's the best way to prune an apple tree. And
We have great literature on that. But in particular, we have a chart that Cecil Stushnoff, who I had back in college back in, you know, a long time ago at the University of Minnesota. He is the one in the whole country, as far as I know. There's good professors at NDSU, too, but he's written many books on fruit trees and small fruits, and then he went on to Saskatoon for a while, and then at Colorado State at Fort Collins, Colorado. He was there until he retired a couple of years ago. But Dr. Stushnoff has many books that I've got, and he's a good old friend. But anyway, there's one particular chapter on pruning fruit trees, and with his permission we've copied it, and it's a picture is worth 1,000 words. It shows you what to do on pruning your fruit trees, and this is a good time. March and April are the best months to prune fruit trees, and if you've got branches that cross and rub each other, eventually in time it could be an open wound there, and that's not good. And if you have suckers coming out of the ground, you probably want to prune that off. There's 7 main things to look for in pruning a fruit tree, and we can talk about them, but the folks can come out and get one, or we can mail it to them too, or it's on our website too, cashman-nursery.com, on pruning fruit trees, and it's Dr. Stishnoff's picture of how to prune your fruit tree. So that's something to do now.
And speaking of fruit trees, we just had a caller call in and asks, can you grow black raspberries in northern North Dakota?
You can grow them. We look for snow cover on them. And, of course, what grows this year on raspberries, the canes will bear next year. And we've been getting questions, a lot of them, in the last week or two. Should they cut their raspberries back? Well, let them leaf out and see if they're alive all the way to the top. Good. And if they aren't, I'd only prune off the dead parts. But, you know, what grew last year is going to bear, except on what we call fall-bearing types, like fall gold or ANNE. There's a few that are gold raspberries that grow on what grows this year, what they bear on this current season's growth in the fall. Black raspberries, there aren't many around. I think you can do it. I usually put a snow fence around it to hope to catch snow, or just bank them with leaves, save your leaves in the fall, or straw, cover them at least 3, 4, or 5, 6 inches deep in case we don't get an early snow that lasts. So you can grow them, but the red raspberries are easier to grow. Blackberries are marginal for hardiness. It's a little shrubby thing like a gooseberry or a currant, but they can be grown if you especially help them through the first winter.
That's a good thing, too. Let's go to Carney and Bismarck really quickly with a quick question before we depart. Hi, you're Dan the Tree Man. Good morning.
Hi. Say, I have three large rhubarb plants. They're quite old, but the last several years, immediately when they come up, they put out the seed stalks.
Right away. So these are big clumps, and they've been there how long that you know?
Oh, gosh. 70s, I think.
Okay, so a good 35, 40 years. So, okay, a couple things I do. I think you're probably at the point you might want to dig at least one of them and divide it and reset some. Rhubarb and asparagus really respond to natural organic fertilizer, manure.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if it's a barnyard fertilizer, you might get some weeds in there, weed seeds. We sell a lot of bags of manure, and you can buy that pretty much anywhere. Sheep is really good. Poultry would be, it's hard for us to find, but because a lot of these big poultry farmers, you see them along the interstate in Minnesota and up at Pelican Rapids and places like that. The farmers, they sell to the farmers a lot of their fertilizer, their manure there. So, it's local. They sell it. But it works good. And so does sheep. Cattle's pretty good, but not as good as the others, but not bad. And but sometimes when you buy a bag of manure, it says sheep and other manure. But they really respond to that. They like a rich soil. Let's say you're going to dig these and divide them. You should do it soon because they're coming up now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying within a week, because the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be to keep them to survive. But I think I'd dig at least one and divide it. You're going to end up with extras, I suppose. And when you reset it, this is your chance to really make it right now. So I don't know your soil type. I prefer sandy or a light loam, but you can mix some peat moss, let's say 25%, and some manure, at least 25%. Say you're going to dig a hole 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet. I know I'm exaggerating, but let's say they're going to be there another 40 years, and they might be. I think you're going to see, you know, they'll respond. Next year and this year, not much rhubarb. I just let them grow. But maybe next year at this time, you'll get some. 2 years from now, you'll be back in the rhubarb business.
Okay.
So, but I think that's what I would do, Connie. And, you know, if you don't want to dig them up, manure them and scratch around them and try to revitalize them somehow. But it sounds like they're big, old, and woody.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep,
all right. All right. Thank you very much. And we thank you for the calls. That's going to do it for another edition. Dan, the Tree Man Cashman from Cashman Nursery. Dan, tell everybody where you're located.
Yeah, we're at 3400 East Main, just a half a mile east of the Big Boy, or east on Highway 10, north of the Penn, Bismarck. And folks can call us all day today at 222
Tree. Oh, you got it. Good.
Thanks
yes.
for all the calls. You know, without the calls, we're dead in the water.
That's right. Well, thank you very much again, Dan. You have
and Dale Wetzel's coming in here pretty soon, and I hope everybody's ready for him.
That's right. You guys have a great week, and
yep,
we'll
you
see you next time. All
you,
right.
You bet.
Fox News is next in 1 minute on KFYR Bismarck.
When I look into your big brown eyes, it's so very plain to see that it's time you learn about the facts of life. Starting from A to Z, let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees about the birds.
You're listening to AM 550, KFYR, and 99.7 FM, K259 AF, Bismarck, from the University of Maryland.